this is Rainbow B, and, I don't know, I felt like having a ramble, and, yeah, so, I was thinking about, well, I got a PM, and it made me think about, an interaction I had had. Now, the private message that I got has very little to do with what it reminded me of. It's just, well, it's not very little, but meh. It's more about how it made me feel. And I don't know, a lot of it really is based on a bunch of tiny little things that wouldn't be practical to list. Because honestly, at some point I'm going to come to a point where I'm like, I don't know how to put it in words what this did that made me feel cautious. But the interaction it made me think of was on a BDSM dating website that I had joined when I was 18. My senior year of high school, I spent most of it 18. I was still in high school, but I was 18. See, my older brother and I were born very close, and there was a chance of us being put in the same grade. So they held me back a year so that we would be in separate grades. So I spent most of my senior year, 18. I'm not salty about that. Not salty at all about my life being potentially altered to suit someone else's life and their convenience. Like, I'm totally cool with that. I have to be, because I can't do anything to change my own life about that now, can I? Anyway. So, senior year of my high school, I'm 18, and I join a BDSM, dating website. And there really wasn't a lot in the area. But mostly, I just wanted to be flirty online. I like being flirty. I'd like to be flirty in person, but I get too shy and too nervous. And if I am in a public event with, you know, people that might possibly talk to me, I usually find someone that I already know and kind of just follow them and just, but anyway, I forget what it's called. It's the thing where you're more bold and more social, I guess, when you're online. That sort of distance makes it where you're more outgoing. So, for me, that culminates in being extra chatty and extra flirty. So I was messaging a lot of people and just being like, hey, I'm not looking for anything really. I'm just, you know, looking to talk. Literally, all I'm looking to do is talk. And I got some responses, and ended up having some good conversations. But there was this one woman who made me uncomfortable. And, like, that profile also did not have any, like, pictures of, you know, her. So that's another thing that, you know, kind of red flag. I guess that's what it is. There's a bunch of red flags that made me cautious. And the biggest thing, the thing that, you know, was like, between that and this PM that I recently got, was there was an assumption. And given the context of, you know, what subreddits I'm on, you know, and the assumptions that could be made from that. And back then, you know, I was on a BDSM dating site and assumptions that come in with that. But there is a certain point where the assumption is unacceptable, I think. But, you know, I don't know at what point that happens. And I'm not sure how to put it down exactly. Like, and you know what? It might be that my previous experience with that individual on the BDSM website has made me cautious, a little more cautious than necessary, like the bare minimum of necessary. Like on the internet, caution is generally a good thing. Like the assumption that the lady on the BDSM dating site, she made the assumption that because I was young and new and submissive, that she could just tell me, she was telling me to move over to where she lived so I could be her live-in sub. Or slave. Now, that might have actually been something I would be happy to have gone and done. However, this was made, like, after a few short PMs back and forth, and it was too fast. And that made me go, no. And I blocked her. Because, you know, that was too much too fast. There is assumptions. It wasn't built up to that. There is this comic I saw about how, you know, you build a consent castle. That you just, you know, with your interactions with someone, you're constantly learning what is acceptable and what is not. And occasionally renovations have to be done because something changes and something that was okay before now is not okay. And you have to make those changes because for you to have a good relationship, you have to understand that consent versus not consent. And it takes time to build it up. And, you know, that always bothers me because I don't know when something I say would be inappropriate for the situation, like too much of an assumption on my part. And so a lot of the time I'll ask about something that's like seemingly unnecessary. I have a lot of social anxieties and stuff, and so I think that's, you know, me asking, because I might be a little embarrassed to ask, but that embarrassment is more acceptable to me than making that assumption. And so, just like, it was just too much. And so, you know, told that lady that I wasn't, you know, really feeling that, and she pushed more, so that's when I blocked her. But that's like a thing. That's a thing with me that I've been understanding the past few days. Like, the assumption of, you know, where you are, what is acceptable, like the rules of etiquette for a situation. And that is a very fluid thing, depending, that is that a, okay, I'm hanging out in my backyard, and I saw a car driving by, and I was like, is that a salmon pink Cadillac? But it wasn't, it's just my sunglasses did funny things. But anyway, sorry for the random tangent. So, I've just been thinking over the past couple of days because I'm new to Reddit. I joined Reddit only recently, and I actually might have had an account some time back, but I just didn't know what to do with it at that point, and so it faded away. And I didn't do anything, really. I don't think I even made any posts. I might have done some upvotes, and then I just stopped going onto Reddit. But I got directed over to Gone Wild Audio, and so I'm actually starting to learn, you know, a little bit about Reddit. But even within each subreddit, they all would have their own rules of etiquette, and that's, like, laid out in, like, any rules and stuff, but then, like, there's a difference between just rules and etiquette. Like, what would be acceptable without breaking the rules, but still be kind of, squicky. Just not okay. Like, not bad enough to be, you know, rule-breaking, but enough to be, like, there's an assumption being made. The assumption that I'm going to accept this statement, and I don't like that. I care very much about what other people think and how I make other people feel. I have very strong feelings regarding that. And so, in these past few days, I've really been thinking about, because, like, I've recently joined a lot of, like, social media platforms, specifically to expand on being more social, but I'm sorry, there's a couple of birds angrily looking at me like, whatever. Look, birds, you can have all the twigs and leaves you want. I am not interested in them. Stop glaring at me. Just take the stick and go. What was I saying? I've recently joined a bunch of social media things, platforms, services, whatever, and I'm meeting a lot more people, but I don't know what is acceptable. And I don't, there's a lot of things going on so that I don't know what is acceptable in this situation, whatever that situation may be at the time. And I just don't, it's paralyzing not knowing if I'm going too far, if I'm, you know, being too conservative, if I'm being too talkative, Like, I'm not used to talking. And so this is an interesting little thing for me to choose to do. But mostly in a given situation, a social situation, I sit in the back and I listen and just, you know, kind of people watch. That is where I feel comfortable. It's where, you know, just, anyway, though. But that hasn't prepared me for this kind of situation. I used to be really active online, and, you know, that was fun. It was my main social thing for many years. But then I started getting more social in person, but my social in person is, I started hanging out more with people, but that doesn't mean I started talking more, you know. Now I've forgotten what was acceptable when I had been on the internet. It's a completely different culture. Like, internet culture changes so fast. That's another thing, I guess, that's bothering me. Like, am I antiquated? I'm a little too young to be antiquated. I don't know. It's like, just not knowing what the etiquette of a situation is very uncomfortable to me. And then, you know, if I'm coming from a spot of a lot more reserved etiquette, and in a situation where the etiquette is a lot more relaxed, you know, they have that assumption of this is okay because in the community that is okay. I am the odd one out here. And so by going into that community, I'm accepting a certain level of being a part of that, even if it's not exactly 100%, you know, equal from my end. Like, I don't know the best way to put that. I don't know how to put it. Oh well. Not worth racking my brain over. I have to watch these birds anyway, make sure. They are not friendly birds. These are mean birds. I will have you know this. Anyhow. Like, when you go into a community, you have to accept the rules of that community. You are the odd one. You cannot demand they change because you have decided to go and be a part of that. You, by joining this established community, are accepting the rules, the customs. Now, when I say community, I don't mean, like, country or even state, because there are communities within a single, like, town. Like, you can get, like, I'm gonna be going into politics if I start talking about that, but. So, just, for the rules of etiquette, when you enter into a community, you are accepting the rules of etiquette for that community, and that is outside of, like, the laws, which would be the rules posted. And the laws are a great guideline, but there's still a lot of unspoken things that have just been established over time and interaction. And it's not something you can point your finger at as a member of it. You are blind to it. It is normal to you. It is completely acceptable. I have a very large Catholic community around me, and so when I, every spring when I see some people all on one day suddenly have an ash cross on their forehead, that's not weird to me. I understand what's going on. I'm not participating in it, but I understand it. But, you know, that's like an outsider who's familiar with that community. This is an outsider attempting to become a part of that community, and I don't know what is acceptable. What is the assumptions that have been established by the community? How reserved am I? Am I the one being rude in this situation? That is not an okay thought. I don't know. I don't want to be rude. And if I don't know that I'm being rude, then that's just me continuing to be rude. That's kind of panic-inducing to me. So I don't know. Like, it's never a black and white thing. Nothing in this life is truly black and white. Like, the only things that are truly 100% black and white with no gray area whatever is, like, the darkness, the blackness of space, and, like, I have no idea what the whitest thing would be. Have to be some sort of star. But what would it burn off of that would only be white? I don't know science enough. I don't know science enough to figure that out. But basically, you know, there are absolutes, but everything else just isn't. There are shades to it. And I don't know those shades. But like, you still, like, in private messaging, the rules are not the same. They aren't. Like, they can't be. There's just no way that it could be. Like, public forum posts are going to be different from, like group chats, which are going to be different from private messaging. They have different rules of etiquette. And the private messaging, I think, has the most reserved because there is no one else. And if you're going to be an honest participant in that sort of conversation, you need to go slowly. I mean, there's exceptions. There's always going to be exceptions, and I think the exceptions happen from, you know what, there is too much to talk about, and too much that I cannot really fathom. This is not a one-person discussion. This is sitting in a circle with friends and talking. I haven't been able to do that in a long while. That is a problem with rambles. You only have yourself. That's difficult. That is extremely difficult. And I am just, you know, been rambling on for far too long. It's already going to be 25 minutes now, so thank you to whoever listened to this. I hope you enjoyed my random rambles, and I hope you have a good day. Bye!